This is Mike Brute at the Warren Group bringing you our Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for September 2019. Last month, there were 5,017 single-family homes sold across the Commonwealth, a 1.4% increase from September 2018. Meanwhile, the median sale price increased 5% on a year-over-year basis to $399,000. There were also 1,970 condo sales in September, a 5.6% increase from September 2018, while the median sale price spiked 14.3% on a year-over-year basis to $385,000. Joining us now to share some insights on the Massachusetts real estate market is the Warren Group CEO, Tim Warren. Thanks for joining us, Tim.
Sure thing, Mike. Looks like autumn is here. You know, I can hear the leaf blower buzzing around outside our window at the
office.
I hope
we don't pick it up too much. Single-family homes continued to set records last month, but it's clear that the market is cooling from the summer's peak. What do you think we can expect from the market during the remainder of 2019?
Well, yes, Mike. September was a very good month for both single-family homes and for condos. You know, everything went up. Now, to answer your question, I don't really think that the market is cooling. The data sort of look like that because the median price in August is higher than the one that we just recorded for September. But that's just a regular seasonal change that we see every year at this time. The summer months are always the highest number of sales and the highest median price. And that's because of the spring selling season that results in summer closings. So single-family median prices fell by 5% in September when you compare them to August. But if you compare them with last September, the median price rose by 5%. And I think the year-over-year comparison is a better way to gauge the market. And I still feel that very positive about the real estate market in Massachusetts. You know, for the first three quarters of the year, 9 months, the median price is up 3.2%. Now, that's a modest gain, one that reflects a market that is rising at a steady and reasonable pace, but is not rising at a pace that would alarm us about the sustainability of the market's boom. And we may see an interest rate cut from the Federal Reserve in the coming month or two, and that would keep things humming along.
Now, the median condo price spiked 14.3% on a year-over-year basis, the largest increase for the month of September since 2002. Now, what sort of factors might have contributed to such a large increase?
Yeah, the condo median price is up sharply in September, and its 14.3% gain is the best percentage gain in any month since March. And that's March of 2018, not this year. And the number of sales was strong as well, a 5.6% gain. Now, how does this happen? It's really, I think, a bit of a roller coaster ride, don't you think? I see the bumps in the numbers reflect one or two large condo developments coming online. You know, popular and new condo developments often are marketed and put under agreement well before they are ready for occupancy. You know, the buyers sign up, they make deposits, and then they wait. Then when the project is complete, papers get signed and deeds get recorded at the Registry of Deeds. So a new building with lots of sales at the higher prices those new units might bring can skew the results in monthly data. For the past 7 months, condo median prices are up 4.3%, and sales volume is actually down 2.3%. These are better indicators of the current market.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks to everyone for joining us. This has been your Massachusetts Home Sales Data Report for September 2019. If you'd like more information about products and services from The Warren Group, look us up on social media or visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com.